We're headed to the north end of Salt Point State Park.
David Campbell introduces people to the sport of mushroom gathering through the group Wild About Mushrooms.
It has a lot of different habitats, the different tree habitats, pine, fir, redwood, tanbark oak, huckleberry, chinkapin.
Since certain trees support certain mushrooms, we have a good chance of finding a large variety. But, Campbell says, mushrooms are wild and impossible to predict.
Everybody's complaining right now about no chanterelles. God, how we suffer. Wah, wah, wah.
After parking, the group of 20 or so heads off for the woods. Those who stick close to Campbell are treated to a heavy dose of Latin names.
That's a cat's tongue. It's Pseudohydnilum gelatinosum. Means the false tooth jelly mushroom. Russula olivacea. This is Russula brevipes.
Rick and Mira from Davis. They're gathering on their own.
Do you know what you're collecting here?
I have absolutely no idea, but they're big and cool looking, and I figure I will find out later.
Mushroom hunters have to be careful. In California last year, more than 800 people were treated after eating wild mushrooms. 5 people died. Since there is no general way of distinguishing edible from non-edibles, foragers must learn to identify each species individually.
You pretty much have to know. You have to qualify them for who they are. You know, some of the most beautiful mushrooms are deadly. The death cap apparently tastes very good. People never complain about the flavor. People that die are usually the ones that went back and had seconds.
After everyone has brought back their bounty, Campbell and his assistants separate the keepers from the non-keepers. And Julie Schreiber, the designated chef for the outing, offers a cooking lesson as we settle in for a potluck.
Do you have a lighter?
I'm about to cook up these yellow feet, otherwise known as Cantharellus tubiformis. And so I start with olive oil in the pan. We've washed the mushrooms in water. As they start to cook, they'll start to release some water out of them. And then I cook them until all of that evaporates.
It's about listening to your mushrooms, she says.
So, and also you see the mushrooms themselves are starting to shrink in size. You see how its sound is changing? We're not there yet. Mushrooms can handle being cooked for a really long time. They're very forgiving. So you don't have to worry that you're going to overcook it. Okay. So it sounds really, really hot now, right?
Greeted by a loud, dry sizzle, Schreiber adds a tablespoon of butter to finish them and plates them up. We're ready to start tasting.
Mm. Yeah. It's a pass good, them around.
It's just wow. Right, very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Austin from San Francisco, a first-time mushroom hunter, gives the whole day a thumbs up.
I was out there picking everything I could. It was really fun. It was therapeutic and really relaxing. My friends are definitely really into it, but as long as they can ID the mushrooms, I think we'll be okay.
From Salt Point, I'm Danielle Vetten for KRCB's North Bay Report.